Lesson 1C, Exercises 4 and 5.
I came back from our summer holiday, and do you know the first thing I noticed as we were leaving the airport? The number of CCTV cameras on the streets. They're everywhere.
What's wrong with that?
It means that somebody is watching you all the time. I don't like that.
But the cameras are there to make criminals think twice before they do something wrong. Surveillance deters people from committing crime.
I'm not sure about that. But even if it's true, personal privacy is more important than catching criminals.
Do you think so? I feel safer because of the cameras.
Really?
Well, in my opinion, public safety is more important than personal privacy. If the cameras can help prevent crime, you know, stop terrorists from leaving bombs in our cities, that's a good thing. And I don't mind if the police are watching me at the same time.
But surveillance makes everybody feel guilty. If you see a camera pointing at you every time you look up in the street, you feel like you've done something wrong.
Do you? Maybe you've just got a guilty conscience, Martin. Personally, I don't think about it. Surely if you don't do anything wrong, then you have nothing to fear from surveillance.
It's not as simple as that. It's the first step towards a police state.
Oh, don't be silly. We don't live in a police state.
How do you know what the authorities do with the pictures they record? The police might misuse the information.
But how? They're not going to come knocking on your door in the middle of the night accusing you of a crime you didn't commit.
I don't know. It's possible. Anyway, we rely too much on technology to solve social problems. There should be more police on the streets and more help for people who might turn to crime.
I agree with you there. But CCTV cameras help too. More surveillance means the police can catch more criminals.